Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 15th of January, recording at 9:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on what is a quiet day because of the U.S. markets being closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. First, the Asian stock markets were all pretty strong. Best gains occurring in Hong Kong and also China. And Japan follow through up nearly 1% on the Nikkei 225. European stock markets all turned in gains, at least all the ones that I can see. I mentioned that the US is closed. Canada is up as I speak. Mexico is up, Brazil's down a little bit, but a firm tone generally that continues. In government bonds, we had a little bit of respite for the gilts and euro bunds, which have been hit hard recently. They have showed very small rallies here today, and gold did look not much here today. Closed, it's currently down 50 cents, closed its or last traded at 626.70. We had a little bit of activity in the futures markets, which were mostly a tad firmer. And that seems to be the exception in terms of U.S. trading, but very, very light volume, obviously. And the U.S. dollar was mixed in here, so just down a tiny bit on the U.S. dollar index. So again, quite quiet. So there's not a lot to add here overall. So this is going to be a brief audio. It's just that the bullish environment is still intact, although people are worrying plenty about what is going on. That's not necessarily a bad thing, and I'm not disparaging those who are concerned. Markets have had a good run, valuations have moved up. Anybody can point to some geopolitical and economic risks, but when was that not the case? And the trends say that these markets are still in form and are likely to move higher before they next move lower significantly. And they look good enough for me so that I've decided to reopen. I put in a limit order on this to buy back in Japan some of the, buy back the Nikkei 225 long position that I had held. I don't quite have the nerve to go and pick up something like the H shares again, or I'd be worrying about it too much if I did, even if I had a stop. But Japan, I think it's going to have a good year overall. Whether or not it's ready to break out of this big trading range, for which it's currently near the upper side, I don't know. But I'm opening another long position, as I mentioned, assuming I get it. It's a limit bid. And what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. So I'm going to give you a break here and just say all the best. More tomorrow.